A blessing to every one of us, because you are a gracious God. You don't ask us questions. You don't, Lord, check our performance now. You're constantly gracious and loving and kind. Pray that you will minister to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The fragrance and the aroma. The fragrance and the aroma. So when we see this kind of, I realize that we've not done the finance thing. We'll do it towards the end. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, John. You're a blessing. So when we read things like this, that, you know, today the church is busy preaching 100% of the time and 0% power demonstration. The question is, who is able to perform such a ministry like Christ? Or rather, live a ministry like this? That's the question. And that's what 2 Corinthians 2:16 also says. It says, who is equal to such a task? Who is sufficient for such things? Or the Message version says, this is a terrific responsibility. Is anyone competent to take it on? Is anyone competent to take it on? And the answer is no. And Jesus says yes. The answer is no. But he says yes. This is the call. This is what God wants us to live. This is how the apostles lived in the first century. And not only the apostles, even normal people. People who were serving tables, they went and did the same things. Philip was serving tables. Stephen was serving tables. But they were full of the Spirit. And when the opportunity came, they went out. Stephen died as the first martyr of the church. So, the question is it possible? And our natural, rational mind says, no, not possible. It's only for certain people. It's only for Yonggi Cho. It's only for, you know, the Nakrans and Benny Hins and, you know, the people who are doing signs and miracles. But if you ask them, they are saying, no, it is for everyone. It is everyone, every believer. Every believer. It's for every believer. The command is to go, but the command is also first to tarry. Tarry. Without tarrying, we are going. And after tarrying and filling, we are not going. So both are problems. But this morning, we're going to look at this theme of fragrance. Fragrance. And turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. It's between verses 14 and till the end of the chapter. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. And this morning I want us to actually look at fragrance. In this farm, there are actually 34 different types of flowers. Because it's so spread out, we don't even know that, you know, there are so many flowers. But there are certain flowers, you know, the tree malli, mara malli as it is called. When it is in full bloom, you just go and stand under the tree, you can smell the fragrance. And imagine, you know, many trees, that whole area will have the fragrance. And the Lord wants our lives to be this kind of a fragrance. And the picture that He is painting, you know, while explaining this fragrance, is the picture of a Roman army that is coming back after a conquest. And that is the triumphant procession. And in this procession, you know, the commander will be going in front, and there will be all the people who have fought the battle. And, you know, there's incense in that procession that is burnt in different spots, so that, you know, that that's a celebration. A celebration that, hey, we come back victorious. And in that procession, there are also slaves. Slaves who have been taken captive from the enemy territory. And there's a lot of plunder. You know, the sheep and the cattle and the silver and the gold and the robes and, you know, all that is there. And all that comes as a, you know, procession. And, you know, victory itself is great. But this is, you know, declaring the victory. declaring the victory of over the enemy and coming back. You know, it's not just victory. The Bible says it's a triumphant procession. A procession after victory. And the Bible says God always leads us. God always leads us in this kind of victory. And I want us to actually mark this word in Christ. You know, throughout the letters of Paul, we will see this theme in Christ, in Christ. And all our victory is in Christ. You know, the revelation that we received recently during these 5 days, you know, we constantly, whenever we go to Baraka, it's always in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. And this time, you know, the in Christ revelation was, you know, when man was created, God formed him with the earth and, you know, fashioned him, breathed into him in the life, and he became a living being. But 1 Corinthians 15:45 says the first Adam became a living being, but the second Adam became a life-giving spirit. Jesus is that life-giving spirit. And when we are in Christ, we become that life-giving people. And that is the fragrance of God that is to spread out everywhere. And that is the in Christ teaching. You know, constantly saying we are sinners, sinners, saved by grace, past sin, present sin, future sin. That is Old Testament. Jesus has delivered us out of that. If you are constantly trying, we'll try, keep trying, striving till the end of our life. Christ in me life is that life-giving life. And he's saying, Christ is leading this triumphant procession. He's already bought the victory at the cross of Christ. And now our job is to come and lead this triumphant procession. Battle is over. They finish fighting. Battle is over and these people are coming back. That's a privilege. We can celebrate without fighting the battle. I remember in college we used to have these sports days, you know, sports days, and the biggest thing in the sports day in college is, you know, winning the general shield. General shield, and then saying yes. The sports people saying yes. You know, that's the greatest thing. You go and get a cup, you go and get 5 cups, that is okay. But you know, as a group, all of us together, go and get the general shield. That too, when you're not in the final year, you have people who are senior, and then you go and get the shield. You know what happens after that? That whole night, there's a procession. Carrying the shield and carrying the cups and going to every hostel, you know. And even the seniors will have to pour water. You know, that's a custom. They'll have to come. We'll go dancing. And who are the people dancing? Not the ones who ran the race. Everybody. Everybody is dancing. And that is our joy. You know, Jesus has won the victory on the cross of Calvary. Jesus has taken triumph over the enemy. His head has been crushed to the cross of Calvary. And we are the ones who are to come back and say, Lord, demons are listening. Demons are running away when we cast them out. And Jesus says, I saw Satan fall down from lightning. From heaven like lightning. And they rejoice. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoicing. This is the triumphant procession. And in this triumphant procession, there are 4 things. The 4 times the word fragrance is mentioned. 4 times. And the first time it says, it's actually the second time, but I want to take it as the first. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ. We are to God the fragrance of Christ. Today is the 1st of March and it's my mother's birthday. She's no more. But I want to, you know, to pay tribute to her because she in my life was that fragrance. She in my, you know, I've seen her for 14 years. She prayed. She prayed and a very difficult husband. Daddy was a tough man. He worked, he was in government service and he was a high disciplinarian. In our house, we used to have breakfast at 6 in the morning, lunch at 12 in the afternoon and dinner at 6 in the evening. Even when he was paralyzed and my mom was looking after my mother, my father, and we had a schizophrenic brother and, you know, we'd come up with all kinds of challenges, she would still deliver. May not be 6, 7, 7, 12, 7. But imagine, she herself had her own problem. She couldn't go to church. A point came when, you know, she had this photodermatitis. So sunlight would affect her skin. She was fair, very pretty, beautiful. I still have her wedding pictures. Very pretty. But, you know, in the sunset years, I've seen a struggle in the sense, you know, if I describe, I can describe it for days, but not once I've heard her say anything negative. Never said a word negative about my brother, my father, and all the nonsense that would happen. Not once. But she would always pray. You know, a time came when she couldn't even go to church. Half an hour, those days we used to have FIBA radio, 7 o'clock to 7:30 in the morning. Two people will speak, 15 minutes. That was her input. Of course, she would wake up right early. You have to get breakfast at 6 and 7 o'clock. You know what time you got to get up. And you know, the times when my father was bedridden, cleaning, all that. We just had a top servant who would come and clean the house, wash the vessels and clothes and go. Everything else, she did it. And not when she was 40 or 50, 70. You know, that's the fragrance of Christ. That's the fragrance of Christ. All through she would praise God. All through she would pray. The fragrance of Christ is when you're crushed. When we are crushed, what's inside will come out. What's inside will come out. In Ecclesiastes 10, verse 1, it says, a dead fly putrefies the ointment. And for many of us, there's a dead fly that is putrefying the ointment. We are to be a fragrance of Christ. And you know, that anger, that bitterness, that, you know, the all these things that are, you know, the envy, the jealousy, the words that we speak. You know, it's actually putrefying this ointment. We are to be the fragrance of Christ. March 1, I want you to make a decision. Do you want to be a dead fly in the ointment that God has given you? No. Each one of us needs to be fragrance of Christ. Fragrance of Christ. God wants us to be a fragrance. You know, our ministry is not the things that we do. The ministry will be powerless. That's why, I mean, we can do all the preaching. We can do all the, you know, Bible knowledge can be anything. But what speaks, what works is the Spirit of God. What speaks, what works is our witness. What speaks, what works is our witness. More people turn to Christ from what they see than what they hear. That is the fragrance of Christ. My mom lived to see my dad saved. After 14 years, he was saved. She lived to see 4 years of his life different. Well, and I was living in Vizag. When I came for my father's death. No, father died on 29th of January. When I came for Christmas, I knew I was not going to see him again. When I came for my father's funeral, I got my mother's passport. She never knew that she would even go out of the house that she was in. But after that, she lived to go to the US twice and live a life, a blessed life. When she passed through those difficult years, she spoke not a word that was negative. Never for once. She would cry and say, Lord, will you not send an angel in the form of a man for my son? And God sent a man of God, Dr. B.W. Exponaya, could come and take care of my brother. God sent an angel in the form of a pastor who was looking after my brother for 22 years. That's the mother's prayer. That's the fragrance. That's the power that flows out. God wants us to be a fragrance. Stop criticizing. Stop cribbing. I'm telling you, your life will be blessed. If you're constantly cribbing, you will be a fly that will putrefy the ointment that God has made for you to be. Be the ointment that God has made you to be. This month, I don't know, this is after coming back from Baraka, I decided I'll give my life for you, Lord. I am not going to say anything. I will live for you. I'll take anything. Lord, I want to live for you. I want to be that fragrance
want to be poured out as an offering, Lord, that you will say on that day, well done, my good and faithful servant. Second thing is, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Through us, he diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. You know, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 6 to 16, this is the final week, and Jesus is going to be crucified, he's going to be betrayed. There's a woman who comes and breaks open a bottle of alabaster, perfume. She comes and pours it on the head of Jesus. And the whole room is full of that perfume. Whole room is full of that perfume. And Jesus said, she's done it for my burial. She's done it for my burial. She was able to do it when Jesus was alive. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He came after Jesus died and prepared 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes for his burial. For him, the revelation came very late. For him, revelation. He was a Pharisee, but it came very late. But this woman, for her, the knowledge of God, the fragrance, came early. And the disciples of the Lord Jesus, they said, could this not have been sold and given to the poor? You know, our rational mind does not understand the things of the Spirit. The day, actually, this is true. The day we try to rationalize, oh this, oh that, revelation stops. We will have reason, we have knowledge. Apollos was one kind, that kind of a person. He had accuracy, but it didn't have a revelation. Apollos, Aquila and Priscilla had to call him aside and talk to him about the things of the Spirit. But Paul had revelation. That's why we have those 13 books. And that's why in every book there's in Christ and Christ in me, the hope of glory. Paul's letters are the Old Testament in the revelation of Christ. Paul's letters are the Old Testament with in Christ revelation. And this lady had that revelation. She had that revelation. She said, it says, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. When that bottle was broken, that whole room was full of perfume. Full of perfume. Instead of enjoying that perfume, Judas Iscariot is a man who said, couldn't we have sold this for a year's wages? Year's wages. That's how much he could think. That is the limit of his knowledge. That is the limit of his knowledge. Paul says in Philippians 2:17, I've been poured out as a drink offering. I'm poured out as a drink offering. People of God, we've got limited time. All of us have 24 hours. We'll have 365 days a year. We have our last day written. These are the days. But what we do on the face of this earth will decide our rewards. What we do on the face of this earth will also decide the fragrance of our life. The fragrance of our life. And the Bible says, diffuses us the fragrance of his knowledge. The more we understand him and know him, the more the fragrance will spread out. I encourage you, these 40 days, you know, there's a time of Lent, time of drawing close to Christ, meditating on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to ask yourself, how much do I understand him? How much do I know him? The more we know him, the fragrance will go out and through us. The more we understand him, a lot of people can speak about Jesus. But how much of Jesus can we speak? We are the fragrance of Christ. And then what we speak has to be the fragrance of his knowledge. Knowledge. We can read. And more we read, we will have more knowledge. But more we understand him, the more revelation we have.
And revelation, I want to tell you, it's never ending. We can never fully have a revelation of Christ. That's why Paul, who had so much of revelation, he says, now we know in part. A man who had such revelation, he says, now you know, small part. That is revelation. When we say we know, understand everything, our revelation stops there. And they say, that's what Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be opened. Eyes of your understanding will be opened. My prayer is that we will not be like Judas Iscariot. We will not be like people saying we've arrived. Constantly saying, Lord, I don't know. And the Lord will reach you. Lord will teach you. Lord will reveal. And we're all students. We're all students. We're all learning. And finally, there are two things that are said. The aroma, there are two, this aroma, to the, you know, it is going out. And the two different kinds of people. And because of that, there's a third and the fourth category. The third category is the aroma of those leading to life. Aroma of life leading to life. And the fourth one, the aroma of death leading to death. Aroma of life leading to life. You know, the life in us will give life to the others. The life in us will give life to the others. A lot of people don't come to us because they don't see life in us. That's true. But those who come to us see some life in us. I'm praying, Lord, I want to repent, Lord. I want to repent and ask you, Lord, people are not coming because there's no life. See, people will come if there is life. Where there's honey, bees will come. I thank God this year, because God said more glorious, God is opening up. God is opening up that we may be able to share the gospel to more number of people. Share Christ to more number of people. Make disciples more number of people. God is going to open up. God is opening. And that's the word. And the same aroma, the same fragrance, will be life to those who are being saved, but it will be death to those who are perishing. It will be death to those who are perishing. There are people who will hear the same word, but for them it will be death. That's true. That's true. Same word. One lady broke the bottle, another guy went in, stabbed Jesus behind the back. To one, it was an aroma of life. To the other, an aroma of death. There will be people who will receive the curse because they don't accept, understand. Actually, our life, our words are not only life, but our words are also death. I know a person who came and told me, please, 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 please don't say. I say, why? Because when you say, it happens. Jesus said, fig tree, you will not bear fruit. Next day, not only it dried. Our words have power. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And we, because we have that fragrance of Christ, fragrance of Christ in life, fragrance of our knowledge as we deliver. And as we deliver, that same fragrance will be an aroma of life to one and an aroma of death to the others. I want us to pray, Lord, and say, Lord, make me a fragrance. Fragrance of Christ. My life may be a fragrance. My knowledge of you will be a fragrance that I deliver to the others. Shall we pray that prayer? I pray the month of March will be a month of fragrance. Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to thank you, Lord. As the sun is more scorching these days, there are more flowers that are coming up. I'm very surprised. I thought more flowers you'll have when it's winter, when it's raining. But actually, there are more flowers that are coming up. The scorching heat is driving these plants to blossom and bloom. Lord, I pray fragrance, Father. Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, let the fragrance come, Master, in our lives, Master. Let us be an aroma of Christ, Father God. Lord, we pray. We want to dedicate our lives and say, Lord, we want to be in that triumphant procession. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Triumph in victory. Triumph in victory in Christ. Each one of us. Lord, all of us, we want, Father God, to be that fragrance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.